With us on the phone. We welcome her back to the show. She is a very talented actor who is the voice of Ash Ketchum for many, many years in the Pokemon series. She also works as a film editor. She's got some great new items in the works and is at the Boston Fan Expo this Friday and Saturday. We welcome back Sarah Natocheni. Sarah, I assume it's you. Sarah, hello.
It is me. Hi, how are you?
Excellent. I'm great. Because the only other person who calls is some guy who thinks that it's an optometrist's office. So if you had asked about your prescription, I'd have expected that.
I mean, you should get your degree.
I think so at this point. Absolutely. How have you been?
I've been great. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. You have been very busy since the last time we talked with you. A couple of exciting things happening. Can you tell us, first of all, about Pokemon Horizons? You play... you're the voice of Chansey, is that right?
Yes. So I've actually been the voice of Chansey for a long time. I have a few new Pokemon, one of whom is Caterpie, who, for the diehard fans out there and for those who don't know, is the first Pokemon that Ash Ketchum ever caught. So I spoke to the director. I was like, can I have this one? And she said yes. And so I get to be Caterpie now.
That's fantastic. And you voice a character in the new Fortnite game, Ringmaster Scar, right?
That's right. Yep. Why not? You know, it's like polar opposite. But it's a lot of yelling. You know, it's a lot of cheering. Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's a little different.
And, I mean, this is the role of a lifetime. You also were the voice of God in Sweet Reincarnation.
Yes, thank you so much. I was in Dallas for a couple of days, and I called Crunchyroll. I have friends at Crunchyroll, you know. So I was like, hey, I'm in town. Is there anything for me? And they're like, oh, come in for like a group session, you know, because everything's already cast for the main parts and stuff. And they threw me in, and there was like a tiny little role, and they gave it to me, and now I get to say I'm the voice of God. It feels very powerful.
That's fantastic. No, what?
Yes.
What's your inspiration for that? Where do you go to find that particularly unique voice?
Inner strength.
Aha, there it is, revealed right
there. It's what I hear from within.
Well, you've told us the story before, but I think it's such a great story. You were, I think, what, 18 years old when you got the chance to audition for Ash and then nearly missed the audition.
I did nearly miss the audition. It's very Ash Ketchum of me. We had, for the young people in the room, we had this thing called an at-a-glance calendar. And it's like a paper calendar that you keep on your desk, and you'd have to flip the page every week. So I forgot to flip the page. I flipped the page on Monday morning, I flipped the page, and I'm like, oh, my God, this audition is today in like 4 hours. So I ran to my friend's place. She's not an actor. She was not very helpful. I did the voice for her. She's like, dude, you're never going to get this. And I ran to the audition. I come in. There is a TV in front of me. There's a script in front of me. And I was a regular actor. I had no idea what dubbing was. I didn't know this was a dub. I didn't think about it. You're supposed to think about these things. I didn't think about it. So I arrive and I start performing. And they're like, okay. Let's see if we can teach her how to dub because I sounded right. So they kept me there for like half an hour, and I left crying because, I mean, I was, as an actor, to be unprepared for an audition is like cardinal sin number one. You're not allowed to do that if you want to work. And I sheer luck, and they liked me, and that was just like by the grace of God, I managed to book that job.
And then ended up doing, well, how many different characters? 20-some characters?
I think it's over 30 now.
Wow.
Yeah, I should count because it's fun to count. I haven't counted. That's over 30. Yeah.
What's the toughest thing about dubbing?
So many things. Let me pick one. So basically with dubbing, you have to, it's already animated, so I have to match my timing to what's happening on the screen while still giving a believable and good performance. Those are two separate things, really. So to like, and to be able to do that within 1 to 2 takes, you know, you don't really want your timing to be the issue of why you're doing a second take. The director wants to direct you for the acting, for the performance. So you want to get the timing pretty much dead on right away within 1 or 2 takes. I rarely do more than 5 takes on any given line. So it's hard. There's a learning curve. Some people take longer. Some people are really quick at it. If you have a musical background, that's really useful because then you have a good rhythm.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you that. If having that musical background, I would think that would really help with the pacing.
Yeah, definitely. My parents are musicians. I grew up around it, so I think that definitely served me in my work as a dubbing actor.
We're talking with Sarah Natocheni here on Downtown. She'll be at the Boston Fan Expo this Friday and Saturday. I saw you did an episode of Game Changer. How was that?
I did, and Sunday. Fan Expo all weekend. I'm there all weekend. I did an episode of Game Changer, yes. When I was just starting out, I did some videos for College Humor, and Sam Reich, who runs Dropout, he called me and was like, hey, we want to do an episode where we're like drawing Pokemon that don't exist. Do you want to come judge it? I was like, yeah. And then I saw Kiana Mai there, who I've followed on social media for a long time, who's an artist who's actually worked for Pokemon. And that was our first time meeting. It was very fun. I get recognized for that. I'm like hanging out at the Tribeca Film Festival a lot. And at the parties, people are like, I loved you on Game Changer. I'm like, oh my God, I was there for 5 seconds. It was pretty cool.
I saw you did some stage work, too. Definitely not for the younger audiences. You did some Shel Silverstein.
Yes. I did a short play, an adult evening of Shel Silverstein. I did 3 plays in that. And I did 3 short plays of Ethan Coen's work as well. That was really fun. We did that for 6 weeks in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is there any adjustment required to that? Obviously, it's acting is acting, but it is a little different when you're up there and people can see you.
Yeah, no, it's different. It's a different medium. You apply the same kind of techniques that are just yours, to apply to whatever you're doing. But the trust in the director is the same. Because of all the voice acting I've done, I have a very easy time just listening to the director and being like, yeah, that makes sense. Or fighting him if it doesn't, which I did. It was really Harry White and Elliot White. They're very young, very talented directors and actors too. And it was really a pleasure working with them. So yeah, it's different, but it's different, but also the same.
So when you're coming up with a new voice, a voice for a new character, what influences your decisions on which way to go? Obviously the look and what you know about the character, but where do you go in your sort of mental Rolodex of all the voices you've done?
Oh man, that's such a deep question. I don't really go into the Rolodex and think about it consciously, like what would sound good for this character. I am a very instinctual, like to a fault, I'm instinctual, and then I have to build upon the instinct. So, but my first thing that comes out of my mouth is the thing that I tend to run with, and that's just served me well so far. I'm sure other actors will give you a different answer. But I tend to go with the first thing that falls out.
And for characters that you play a lot, like Ash, obviously, are there key words that help you slip quickly into that particular voice?
Let me think. With Ash, it's hard to say because I did it for 17 years.
Right,
so
right.
It's so second nature. Yeah, kind of. With accents, that's definitely the case. Mm. I have a little notepad of lines for different accents that get me into the accent. But that's just a matter of kind of saying something that reminds you of a character that has that accent, or saying something that has all of the sounds that are needed to remind you of what it should all sound like. But with characters, no, I just listen to the reference and copy myself, and it kind of comes back.
So you're at the Boston Fan Expo this weekend. You do a lot of these cons. The reaction of people, I have to think there's a broad range, everything from the excitement, and then I'll bet with some with some younger fans, maybe a little bit of shock that here is this character come to life in front of me.
Yes, it's such a beautiful thing. Sorry for the noise outside. I'm in New York. Very noisy. Hush, people. A lot of joy. My table is very joyful. There's a lot of people who, yeah, I do the voice for everybody. It makes me really happy because everybody has kind of a different reaction. But when people start crying or just totally freak out, that really warms my heart. And I tell them, I'm like, I'm jealous of you because I don't know very many people. There are a few. I've met Paige O'Hara, Jodi Benson, you know, the voice of Belle, and Ariel and Little Mermaid. Oh my God. Like that definitely made me cry a little bit. So I get how they feel. I wish I had more people like that. These folks are so passionate about the work that we've done. It's really cool to be a part of something that it's amazing to be able to just like do a voice and have an effect on somebody immediately.
Well,
emotional reaction.
And, yeah. You know, when you're doing stage work, obviously you get that immediate reaction from the audience. But if you're doing voice acting, yeah, you've got to wait until you see people out in the wild and then get that feedback that you'd normally get to right away.
Exactly. And I didn't do conventions for most. I've done maybe 10 conventions in the 15 years since I started. And then in the last 2 years, I've started doing them a lot. But before that, it's like, what was that movie? The Steve Carell movie. Like, I work in Beck, I see no smiles. That's me. So
what have you got coming up down the road? Anything that you can give us a little advance on so we can keep our eyes open for it?
Project-wise, I think you call, Fortnite we talked about. Reincarnation we talked about. That's all I can talk about right now, unfortunately. Voice acting is so secretive. But if you follow me on social media, Instagram is where I just shine. I do a lot of stories. So I post about all my appearances and about, of course, any new jobs that I'm doing.
And, of course, go to the website, too, sarahnatocheny.com. Sarah, it is always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for checking in. Have a wonderful time in Boston this weekend. And hope you come back and visit with us again sometime.
All the time. Thank you so much. Nice to chat. Thanks.
Sarah Natocheny with us here on Downtown again at the Boston Fan Expo.